this is a somewhat unique project in that it's trying to create new waterfront residential and retail opportunities while maintaining some of this site's historic attributes. Can you just first give us a quick synopsis of what this project's trying to accomplish?
I think that the vision here, Tom, is that this is quite a substantial piece of waterfront property in what is in really quite a valuable location. It's about 325 acres of this former military base that goes back as far as the Civil War. There's several dozen former military buildings on the property at the moment that are in different states of repair, some of them quite poor state of repair. And the vision by the planners of this whole project is that this is a valuable opportunity to redevelop that substantial parcel of land in a way that will be attractive to folks who simply want to live by the water. And as somebody said to me, it's not necessarily easy to find waterfront property in Delaware, and particularly not in Newcastle County.
And the first phase is about to get underway. What is that particular phase focusing on?
They are in the process of doing some demolition at the moment, and on the site, on the portion of the site where some old 1960s buildings are being demolished, they're going to be building 75 single-family homes. In addition, there's going to be about a dozen empty lots which are going to be made available for sale to either developers or private individuals to build on. There's going to be three properties, former military buildings that have fallen into a state of disrepair, but were previously officers' quarters, and those buildings are going to be renovated. The renovation is actually underway right now. And they're going to be rented out to folks who want to live in this place. And the reason that they're not being made available for purchase is that the Fort DuPont Redevelopment and Preservation Corporation that is heading up this whole project wants to retain control over the historic nature of the whole location, and keeping those properties as rental properties rather than those for purchase helps to further that goal.
There was also, I recall, some concerns early on when this project was first being floated about building so close to the water. As you mentioned, that there is this desire for waterfront property that's pretty rare in Newcastle County, but there was some concern about storm-related flooding, perhaps even long-term sea level rise, and whether building here was really a smart idea. What's being done, if anything, to address those concerns at this site?
Well, there's something. There's a very specific project that does address those concerns, and that is to raise the site on which the 75 new houses will be built. That site is going to be raised by 3 feet to take it out of the floodplain. And what that means for future homeowners is that they will not be required to obtain flood insurance because the land will be elevated. And in order to do that, the contractors are going to have to dump in 80,000 cubic yards of dirt onto that site in order to elevate it, and the equivalent of that is 8,000 truckloads of dirt.
The funding of this project too, I thought was interesting. It's pretty varied. Tell us a little about who's invested in this, and did this historic preservation aspect of it make it easier maybe to court this kind of combination of state, federal, and other non-private investment into this project?
Well, historic tax credits are certainly a part of the financing that's being arranged for this project. In addition to that source of money, there's also funding from private investors. There's a certain amount of debt that's being taken on. There's state and federal grants, and there's also the sale of plots of land that are being made available to investors, to folks who are interested in this. Financing is coming from, as you say, from a variety of sources.
And I guess in a lot of ways it means that they're not tied to one particular form of investment, so perhaps that gives them a bit stronger foundation to build on than if they were just solely looking at either public money or private money.
Indeed. And it's also worth mentioning that Jeff Randall, the executive director of the developer here, is very quick to emphasize that this is going to be a market-driven development. And so even though there is a master plan which kind of gives the outline for how this development is going to proceed, what Randall is saying is that it's quite that the details are going to be determined by market conditions as they evolve. For example, the exact number of houses or the nature of the houses, the price point at which they're sold will all be finally determined by market conditions.
The biggest beneficiary, though, may be Delaware City, which is working in many ways to kind of remake itself through things like ecotourism and such, and moving away from being known as a refinery town. Tell us a little bit about the city's involvement and what this project could mean for Delaware City moving forward.
Well, Delaware City appears to be very much in favor of this project, and probably the clearest indication of that is a referendum that they held in May, which resulted in a 2-1 vote in favor of Delaware City annexing Fort DuPont. So that means that the boundaries of Delaware City are now extended to include the 325 approximately acres of Fort DuPont. The reason for the enthusiasm here is really that the city stands to at least potentially almost double its population. Currently has a population of around about 1,700, but with the addition of some 500 or 600 houses in the Fort DuPont development by the time it's all done. I was speaking with Dick Cathcart, the city manager of Delaware City, and he said that it has the potential to almost double the population of the town. And what that would mean, of course, is a significant increase in tax revenue.
And certainly, I guess it also would bring perhaps a different demographic to Delaware City as well, because of this, as we've mentioned, kind of unique property.
Yes, and I think the kind of people that they're hoping to attract, are folks who probably are comfortable with living in a relatively quiet, somewhat remote location, but folks who are particularly interested in nature. And the new development, I mean, the fort and Delaware City in particular, they consider that they're well placed to attract folks who, not only want to visit there, but also want to live there.